Well, thanks again, Seth, for organizing this. I'm Rob Mitchell. I'm with USDA ARS in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'd like to acknowledge Darren Redfern, who's here as well. He's on faculty at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln as well. We have the task of addressing a man that many of you know, Dr. Lowell Moser. Dr. Lowell Moser is just quite an amazing man, and Darren and I were joking this morning as we were kind of talking about this that the presentation that we put together kind of comes off as an obituary, so I wanted to make sure that you know that Dr. Moser is still alive and doing well and still living in Lincoln, Nebraska. The title that we came up with was Lowell Moser, a gentleman giant in agricultural research. And for those of you who know Lowell, I think that probably resonates very well. So where are we going today? We're going to talk a little bit about the background of Dr. Moser, talk about a little bit of his education and employment, and then talk about some of the things that were important to Lowell, and then conclude with some final thoughts. So Dr. Moser was born in Akron, Ohio in 1940. I'm not sure he wanted us to make that public, but we did. When he was just a young boy, his folks decided it was time for them to move out of the city. And so they moved to a small dairy farm. And that was really where Lowell gained his interest in agriculture, really. And Lowell describes himself in what I see as being a funny way. He was an only child, and he's described himself as the first, the last, the best, and the worst child in the family. So he's kind of got the bases covered. This is an interesting point that many of you who advise students, I guess I'd like you to take note of, is that when Lowell was a freshman, he at first attended Ohio University. And in the process of meeting with his advisor was pretty keen and really noticed that Lowell had a keen interest in agriculture. And he actually advised Lowell to change universities and advised him to leave Ohio University and go to Ohio State University where he could focus on agriculture. And Dr. Moser heeded that advice. He completed his bachelor's in ag education, then went on to Kansas State, completed his MS there in range management, and then went back to Ohio State University and completed his PhD in forage and turf physiology. His first real job came at Ohio State after he finished his PhD, stayed on at Ohio State University, but then really felt like maybe he could look other places for employment. And so in 1970, the Department of Agronomy then hired Dr. Moser to come to the University of Nebraska as an associate professor and work focusing his time on forages. In 1975, he was promoted to full professor, and Dr. Moser stayed in that position until his retirement in 2005. For those of you who know Lowell, it's hard to imagine he's been retired over a decade. So he's been enjoying it. So for those of you who know Lowell, know that teaching was his passion. He was a great teacher, really had a great way to interact with students. Both Darren and I had the joy of spending a lot of time with Lowell. I was his teaching assistant as a graduate student, and it was just a lot of fun to see him in action. The other interesting thing is I was going through background information on Lowell. We often complain about our appointments in the university system. If you look at Lowell's career appointment, he averaged an 82% teaching and 18% research appointment throughout his career. And many of us would say, well, how can you be successful in an appointment like that? Well, Lowell made it work. He did his job incredibly well. In that appointment at the University of Nebraska, Lowell advised and co-advised 28 MS students and 10 PhD students. And even though he had a pretty heavy teaching load, actually a very heavy teaching load, he still managed to publish pretty actively and was really a go-to guy from an editorial perspective for many people throughout his entire career. The other thing that I would like for you to see is Lowell was very big on service to the tri-societies. And for many of our societies to be successful, it takes people like Lowell Moser. Lowell's a 56-year member of both ASA and CSSA. He was the ASA president in 2004, the CSSA president in 1999, so he has been the president of both of those societies. Now, Lowell served on a lot of committees in the tri-societies, and I've got about 5 pages of committees that he served on here, and I would like to use this as an opportunity to encourage younger folks getting involved in the societies, that this is a great opportunity for you to become familiar with the society, a great way to give back to the society that helps all of us out in so many different ways. And Lowell took that very seriously. So service was a very big portion of Lowell's commitment to the society. So I'm not going to dwell on a lot of these things, but I'm just going to give you a flavor. I've got most of his society services down here, but there's 5 pages of them using this font. And so more. So as a need came up in the tri-societies, Lowell was very much a go-to guy and asked to serve on a number of different committees and readily gave his time and talents to do that. From an awards and honors perspective, Lowell was also pretty well acknowledged. He was very recognized by his peers especially, and those were the things that he really was most proud of. It was when his peers recognized him, and still enjoys that today. One of the things that I'd like to point out that I find somewhat humorous, and Seth, I'm not sure if I can figure out your... One of the points of embarrassment for Dr. Moser was Darren and I have both known Lowell for about 30 years, and we were graduate students at the University of Nebraska when Lowell was named the Sunkist Fiesta Bowl Professor of Agronomy. And with that came a pretty nice stipend. Well, about the time he was awarded this very nice honor, the university published the highest paid faculty members within the university system. Lowell made the top 5 in that because of this nice chairmanship that he received from the Sunkist Fiesta Bowl. And that was an embarrassment to Lowell to think, oh my, I am one of the highest paid faculty members on the University of Nebraska campus. But an honor that he very much received, and Darren and I still laugh about that. But again, very well recognized for his work from just a number of different organizations. So some of his PhD students. Lowell had 10 PhD students throughout his career, and it was really an honor for many of us to serve as PhD students under Lowell. I think back with my time at Lowell, and what I learned from him was just an honor. And so the things that we have the opportunity to accomplish today are really go back to Lowell and what he taught us and the way he encouraged us to serve other people in the process. And you would know many of the names of people on that list. As I was going through this, I thought, man, it'd be interesting to see what some of his colleagues who have known Lowell for, again, 30 years plus, like many of us have. Now, what do other people think of Lowell? So I contacted 3 individuals, probably many of you know most of, if not all of these individuals. So Dr. Ken Moore, professor at Iowa State University and past president of ASA and CSSA. Ken says, Lowell's influence on my life and career as a mentor and friend truly has been gigantic. As a mentor, he demonstrated deep commitment to the land-grant mission. He valued teaching above all else, and even when he was not in the classroom, he was patiently teaching me and others about work and life. As a friend, he taught me that a kind word and gentle determination can achieve great things. Lowell has truly been a giant in my life and the lives of countless students and colleagues. Those are great words I think any of us would be appreciative to hear. Steve Waller, who was the dean of the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and also a colleague, early colleague with Dr. Moser as a faculty member, says Lowell's always provided a quiet, unselfish patience that will be a hallmark of his professional legacy. He's always been personable, sincere, professional, fair, open, accessible, reliable, and always with the personal and professional integrity that we all trusted and valued. His willingness to assume whatever role was needed to bring success to any endeavor has characterized his career and has left a wonderful legacy of accomplishment in education, mentoring, research, administration, and professional service. Lowell did it with style, and more importantly, he did it with an unreserved passion for and commitment to his family, which is the lasting tribute to his career. Everyone deserves to have a Lowell Moser in their life. He casts a giant shadow. Again, that'd be nice to hear from anybody. And then another individual that most of you are probably quite familiar with, Dr. Ellen Bergfeld, our CEO. Ellen did her PhD at the University of Nebraska in animal science. I really can't say enough good things about Lowell. He was my outside committee member on my dissertation, and I took a basic agronomy course with him while I was doing my PhD at UNL, where he utilized the agronomy journal fairly extensively. His genuine love of agronomy, crop physiology, was so very apparent, and he was more than patient with trying to educate a budding reproductive physiologist in this regard. Little did I realize that he would be the president of ASA when I was interviewing for the job of executive vice president about 7 or 8 years later. When I was hired, I reported to Lowell during my first year, and he remained an influential mentor through my early years with the societies, helping me understand the political landscape and differing cultures of agronomy, crop, and soil science. I will be forever indebted to Lowell for his invaluable support to me personally and to the societies over the years. Again, another good indicator of the importance that Lowell Moser has played in our society. Well, I'm going to conclude with what Lowell sees still as the most important thing in his life. Again, he was dedicated to the work that he did professionally, but his family was of utmost importance. Lowell and Lavelle, his wife, are still married. They married while Lowell was a graduate student at Kansas State University, and they have two children, Bill and Carrie, they have grandchildren to prove it. So he still meets pretty regularly with his grandkids that are in Lincoln for lunch, and that's another testament to his great humanity, is that he's got granddaughters who are in college that really like to spend time with grandpa. That says a lot. So some final thoughts for us. As Darren and I have talked about Lowell's life and his legacy, one of the things that we have really come to agree upon is that the big thing in Lowell's life was that people matter. And it's an important thing for us to be reminded of, is that we're going through the process of working on all of this important stuff that we see as important, but don't lose track of the people in the process, because that's the most important thing. Those people will be around much longer than the other stuff we're working on. He expressed that from a family perspective. He expressed that same desire for allowing people to know that with his colleagues and also with his students. And it was an honor for us to be his students. The other thing I'd like people to take away is that service matters. Service to the professional societies is not something that we should do begrudgingly, but take those on with gusto and do our best in that area. Again, as I think about Lowell, one of the things that Darren and I came up with really was that Lowell's success was a result of doing things the right way. He just had a very clear path of wanting to do the right thing in the right way, and that's a great lesson for all of us to learn. And again, we're both very honored to have been mentored by Lowell and honored to stand on his shoulders as we move forward in our careers. As I think about Lowell, here's some kind of a concluding thought, is that Lowell Moser is a gentleman of impeccable character who modeled integrity and grace and fostered an academic atmosphere of excellence. And when you have an expectation of excellence in those around you, people tend to rise to that expectation of excellence. And that was a great lesson for many of us who were his students to learn. So again, thank you for the opportunity that we've had here in this session to honor Lowell Moser, someone who we see as a very important gentleman giant in agricultural research. So thank you again, Seth, for organizing this.